T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as I'm asking the questions here, Dan, I'm taking notes on this one with our next guest, the senior of senior of senior advisors. I don't know how many seniors you can put in front of it to the president. Corey Lewandowski joins us in Philadelphia again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Corey, thanks for joining us today.
You guys make me sound old. It's just longevity. I'm like a cockroach. You just can't kill me, I guess.
No, whatever word you want.
The more seniors you get.
Executive senior VP of whatever,
senior,
you know, the
senior,
highest of the high. You whisper into Trump's right ear, the perfect ear. So that's what your status should be. I'm saying that it's always great to have you, particularly after the fisticuffs with General Kelly in the last interview. We didn't forget that. But in the middle of this, and I'm doing a show here tomorrow locally in Philadelphia. It's our Meet the Press, Corey. And one of the questions they're going to ask me is, how has Trump support changed, particularly here in Pennsylvania, but nationwide? The obvious to me, I think, is more African Americans. But maybe those people in 2016 who almost came out to vote, non-voters who liked Trump, this time in those rural parts of Pennsylvania, it's bleeding redder than the last time. Is that pretty close, do you think?
You're so spot on. The other thing that, you know, the media doesn't want to talk about, but I think it's going to be really important for you to articulate, is these suburban women, women who want safety and security for their homes, their children, their families, their places of worship, their businesses, right? They're going to look at the election and they're going to say, you know what? I don't like Donald Trump's bluster. I don't like the way he talks about things. But if Joe Biden is the president of the United States, my family isn't safe, my kids don't have a safe environment to go to, and that matters, and it matters a lot. And so I think safety and security and supporting the men and women who serve on the thin blue line is a factor that not a lot of people are taking into account, but it is a clear differentiator between Donald Trump and Sleepy Joe.
I agree with that, but, you know, I got to admit, I'm not fully there, Corey, and I don't expect you to be critical, but I can be a little bit more. You want to win, and I want to win for Trump. Connect the dots here to Philadelphia. There's a lot of specific information here talking about what it's like under siege here. It's spreading a little bit into the suburbs. We have a place called City Line Avenue. You're seeing it there. I think there's a little bit more work to do to specifically connect and drive these women to the vote that they're considering.
I agree with you, but listen, just remember this. Look at what we've seen happen in Philadelphia over the last couple of days, okay? We've seen looting. We've seen marauders running through the streets. That has the potential to not only happen in Philadelphia, but in every single community in the state of Pennsylvania if we don't get a handle on it right now. And the truth is, some of these mayors are the ones who control how the police function. And you look, no one is even talking anymore about the bedlam taking place up in the northwest part of our country, in Seattle and in Portland. The media doesn't want to cover it anymore. But the federal government doesn't have the right or the authority to step in. But you know this, if Donald Trump is reelected, those smaller communities that say this could never happen here will at least have a chief executive officer who will be able to give the support if those cities call for it. At the end of the day, the cities have to ask for it. And Joe Biden and his team has a proven record of bailing these individuals out of jail. That's the difference here. 13 members of his campaign team have put up money to bail these people out of jail after they've destroyed part of our cities.
Hey, can you write that the president just says that at every rally, just the way Corey Lewandowski said it? I know you get, everybody gets wound up at rallies. You want to be entertaining. The way you said it, though, to these smaller cities, they would call the federal government, and if it's Biden, they're being called a racist. If it's Trump, he's sending in whatever they want instantly within an hour.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, I live in a small little community in New Hampshire. We've got, I think, 17 police officers. Everybody thinks what you're seeing in some of these major cities can't happen in your community. They thought that, I'm sure, in Waukesha, Wisconsin, when things went crazy for a night. And what do? They called the federal government. The federal government sent in the reinforcements. In one night, that was over. That was done because they had support at the highest levels of the government to make sure that we have law and order in every person, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your age, your socioeconomic status, your color, your creed, your religion, has a right to safety and security in our country. And that's what Donald Trump wants to provide.
Absolutely. Now, Corey, the good news out there, again, I don't expect because of the media to move the needle, but the Trump campaign and President Trump can get this out there. 33.1% in GDP, which is the best barometer of the economy, that is amazing. That is even more amazing than the creation of the Trump economy. That kind of comeback against governors, shutting it down, you know, putting the brakes on in any way they can is just remarkable about what's going on.
It shows you that leadership matters. It tells you that in order to recover from the coronavirus pandemic, the only way to do that is to have a leader who understands how to create an environment where jobs can prosper again, where people can get back to work and provide for their families. Because remember, if Joe Biden is elected, what did he say he would do? He would listen to the so-called experts who would continue to keep our economy closed. We wouldn't see a 33.1% GDP growth. We would see a negative number. That means every person who's going out to try and provide for their families would probably continue to be unemployed. The jobs wouldn't be coming back. The businesses wouldn't be growing again. Our economy wouldn't be coming back. And that would go on in perpetuity. We can't continue to let that happen. And Donald Trump is a job creator. He created the greatest economy the world had ever seen in 3 years. He's going to be able to do it again, but only if he's reelected.
Absolutely. Let me go through some states with you. I take it as a very good sign, but you're actually inside this. Biden going to Florida, getting out of the basement, is a bad sign. The mail-in balloting is fairly even, and we know the Trump people are just waiting when he's in Tampa to come out and vote in person. I think it's within 150 feet or so where the stadium is, and they're going to show up on Election Day. What's moving Florida right now?
Look, what we have right now is we have a massive ground game operation. We're going to go in to Election Day in the state of Florida, down approximately 200,000 ballots to the Democrats. Now, it sounds like a lot, but in the state of Florida, it's not. We were down about 304,000 ballots 2 days ago. We moved 40,000 ballots in one day, so we went down to 260,000 down. If we go into Election Day down 200,000 ballots, and what I mean by down is the number of Republicans who've turned in their ballots as opposed to Democrats, just on the party registration component, if we go in down 200,000, Donald Trump's going to win the state of Florida by 2 percentage points. And if he wins by 2 percentage points, it's a blowout.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I know Pennsylvania, not the rural parts. You might even know Pennsylvania better than I, but I don't know anything about Michigan. I'm very surprised, Corey, with the polling we're seeing, Trafalgar and the other group that called it right the last time. What's driving Michigan, which was even a smaller margin for President Trump the last time around? Is it Whitmer and the lockdown, or what else is it?
It's definitely the draconian policies of their governor, right? The state of Michigan hasn't recovered. Couple that with the USMCA massive trade deal, which has directly impacted the auto industry on behalf of the United States in a positive manner. That is what is happening in Michigan. Look, there was never one poll in 2016 that showed Donald Trump with the lead in the state of Michigan, including on Election Day. We've now seen Trafalgar come out with multiple polls. They were the most accurate 4 years ago that shows Donald Trump with a 2-point lead. You also couple that with our U.S. Senate candidate. His name is John James, who's running.
Yes.
African-American veteran, great American story. He's running exceptionally strong there. And you're going to see a higher turnout amongst African-Americans to support John James and Donald Trump in Michigan than maybe any other state in the country.
Wow. In Pennsylvania, as I see it, we're talking about what's going on in Philadelphia, security and the rest, the fracking issue. And I'd love to have been where you were. You must have jumped out of your chair when Biden gave it up about getting rid of fossil fuels. At the end of the debate, he was tired and he just said it. It was shocking.
He has now spent days trying to walk that back. And our campaign, to their credit, has done a phenomenal job of hammering that. When Biden says put it out, we've done it every single rally. We're using Joe's own words and his own interviews that he has said he's going to get rid of it. They're going to do away with it. What does that mean in Pennsylvania, in my home state of New Hampshire? It means home heating oil prices go through the roof. It means jobs disappear in the energy sector. It means no longer do we have energy independence, which for the first time we have under Donald Trump. It means the people of Pennsylvania and New Hampshire are going to start paying $6 a gallon for gasoline to fill our cars up if we have the Joe Biden administration in place. People know that. He's saying one thing one day and something different the next day. The truth is, Joe Biden supports the Green New Deal. He does want to get rid of those jobs in Pennsylvania. And Joe Biden, let's just be clear, Don, is not any longer from the state of Pennsylvania. He hasn't lived there in 65 years. He claims to be the kid from Scranton, which is true. But when you move at 11 years old, you're 77. You can't keep pretending that you're from Pennsylvania.
Is it true we hear that President Trump may close out the campaign in Scranton? I've been told that by a couple sources.
Well, I don't want to get in front of the president because that's a sure path to being fired. But I can tell you this, as you know, he did three stops in Pennsylvania earlier this week, all before he went and did the Amy Coney Barrett swearing in at the White House. Well, Joe made a quick trip across the line into Pennsylvania to claim it was a campaign stop. Donald Trump is going to be back in Pennsylvania many, many times. I'm in Erie and I'm in Pittsburgh on Monday. The whole family is going to be in Pennsylvania. It is the battleground state for us. We understand that if we win Pennsylvania, Donald Trump spends four more years as our chief executive officer. It is literally that simple. I'm not oversimplifying it. If we win Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is the president of the United States for four more years.
Well, I certainly think that's what we want to do. Ask the president to come on Talk Radio 1210, and we're going to help out with that.
I will do my very best. Look, you know that. And, hey, I know the last time I told you that I was in that fist fight with John Kelly. What you guys probably didn't know is yesterday I was doing a campaign event with Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and some guy pulled a knife on us and tried to stab us up in Maine. This is a rough and tumble business. I mean, look,
well, wait a minute, though. We didn't hear that. How quickly did you disarm the guy with the knife?
Look, I would love to say I was like a Navy SEAL and I jumped through a ring of fire with my teeth and tackled the guy, but she had a police detail with her and they subdued the gentleman. He ultimately was arrested and taken care of. But when I tell you this, when I say it's a tough business, there are no games. Look, I'm fighting for Donald Trump on TV with CNN against Jeffrey Toobin, who's fighting himself, I think, half the time. We don't want to get into that story. But listen, I'm fighting the guys at CNN. Right? Hey, look, he's an attorney. He'll be able to get himself off. Don't you worry. He'll be just fine.
Oh God.
So, listen, Nick. So then I got to fight John Kelly at the Oval. And then yesterday, right, I'm in Maine and New Hampshire. The guy whips out a knife trying to stab us for supporting Donald Trump. This is my life, fellas. You think it's tough in Philly? Come spend a couple days with me.
Well, we need you. You would be a Philly guy. You would fit right in here on what's going to go on here on Election Day. My God. Corey, thank you so much. Godspeed on this. We hope to speak with you before the election, but thank you. Thanks for the insight, as always.
You bet, you guys. Take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.